God's word for you, Psalm 2, verses 10 to 12. Therefore, you kings, do what is wise. Accept discipline, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. This psalm ends with words of warning for rulers. First, they must act wisely. The role of government is to act for the good of the nation, to protect them, provide for them, administer justice, keep the peace, and be concerned for public health and welfare. Next, they must accept discipline. Many translations have "be warned" here, but the simple verb is the passive of to discipline, and so accept or receive discipline seems to be the better translation here. The word for rulers in verse 10 is incidentally the same as the title of the judges in the Old Testament. Next, the rulers of the world are commanded to serve the Lord with fear and to rejoice with trembling. Few rulers do this, and still fewer governments or nations. It is not unlawful for Christians to hold public offices or even to serve as nobility in countries where this is the tradition. Our Lutheran Confession summarizes the scriptures this way: lawful civil ordinances are good works of God, and it is right for Christians to bear civil office, to sit as judges, to judge matters by the imperial and other existing laws, to award just punishments, to engage in just wars, to serve as soldiers, to make legal contracts, to hold property, to make an oath when required by the magistrates, to marry a wife, to be given in marriage. This is all from the Augsburg Confession. However, while secular authorities are correct and duty-bound to encourage righteous living, they must not expect that they will force unbelieving countrymen to become Christians simply by forcing them to act more Christian. And we must not imagine that forcing a country to appear more Christian in its actions is pleasing to God. God looks at the heart, not at the deeds of unbelievers. Salvation is not achieved by works of any kind, but by the grace of God through faith. Therefore, a Christian ruler will sometimes be forced to do something in his work that would seem to offend his Christian conscience, but he may, with the blessing of the prophet, bend the knee in the temple of Rimmon, as Naaman the Syrian was required to do, and yet be at peace with the Lord. Look at 2 Kings 5:18. Therefore, what does David mean when he says, "kiss the Son"? It is, of course, not a kiss of passion or the kiss of a parent or a brother, nor is it even a kiss on the hand, which is to pay respect, nor a kiss on the foot, which would show, I suppose, extreme humility. Although those last two come closer to David's point. No, this is the total embrace of faith, combined with the subservience of the other explanations. But in commanding all to embrace the Son, the Holy Spirit also shows that anyone who thinks they have faith in God, but then reject the Son of God, truly have no faith at all. "This is my beloved Son," the Father says. "Listen to him." "And you believe in God," Jesus says. "Believe also in me. And again, my teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. And what I speak, the Father speaks. And my Father is always at work to this very day. And I too am working." So the Father and the Son are one. And no one can worship the Father without also worshiping the Son. The faith that grasps this is a gift from the Holy Spirit. He sets this faith in our hearts when we are baptized, and he strengthens it and braces it from every side with preaching and the Lord's Supper. This is how the Lord himself touches each trouble in our lives. He helps us to lift them up and bear them on our shoulders. And we walk this life because he helps us along, step by step, defeating the devil's traps, big and small, that lie along the way. And his loving hands are always ready to help. Christ, the Son of God, is our refuge, and we are blessed in him. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.